Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way that they work.
We make low-maintenance bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we had nobody coming into the showroom. So we started doing virtual visits via Microsoft Teams.
We're able to see two or threefold the amount of customers we used to be able to see. All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world. I really think it's going to set a standard for retail moving forward.
Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Hello and welcome to the Revamped Fantasy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Sam Pascoe, and each episode we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. To find out more about any of the articles, player notes, or stats we mention, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed subscription. Starting off, Eric Segrist takes a look at every Week 5 matchup in this week's NFL Game Preview article. The Rams are 7-point favorites against the Washington football team, with the total set at 45 points. The Rams are 3-1, but it's hard to get a read on them, as two of those wins were only by a single score. Head coach Sean McVay isn't entirely sold on either Darrell Henderson or Malcolm Brown as his featured back, potentially leaving the door open for a healthy Cam Akers. As for Washington, head coach Ron Rivera benched Dwayne Haskins in favor of Kyle Allen, whose performance last year in Carolina doesn't suggest he's much of an upgrade. DFS targets in this one include Rams tight end Tyler Higbee and the football team's Antonio Gibson. The Philadelphia Eagles visit their in-state rivals as they travel to Pittsburgh as 7-point underdogs, with the total set at 44 points. The Eagles are injured, and Carson Wentz has struggled this year because of it, as he has 7 interceptions in 4 games. It will be difficult for Wentz to gain any sort of fantasy traction with his rushing ability, as the Steelers have allowed a grand total of 32 rushing yards and 0 rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks through 3 games. On the Steelers' side, running back James Conner has posted consecutive 100-yard games, and Big Ben is back to slinging the ball with his usual abandon. The Steelers are coming off a bye week due to the COVID controversy with the Titans last week, so this could be a lopsided victory very early on. DFS targets include Steelers tight end Eric Ebron and Eagles running back Miles Sanders. Next, the Arizona Cardinals visit the New York Jets, with the Cardinals favored by 7 points and the total set at 47 points. Arizona looked amazing to start this year when they beat the 49ers at home, but now they've lost 2 in a row to the Lions and Panthers. The biggest thing to note about them is the turnovers, as they have 6 through 4 games, with quarterback Kyler Murray responsible for all of them via 5 interceptions and a fumble lost. The Jets will have former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco starting for them, with Sam Darnold injured. The 35-year-old wasn't terrible with the Broncos last season, but he will have a lot of work cut out for him, as he doesn't have much talent to work with outside of Jamison Crowder. DFS targets in this one include Cardinals wide receiver Christian Kirk and Jets wide receiver Jamison Crowder. The weather for this game expects to be in the low 70s with winds less than 10 miles per hour. It's very unlikely this game will be rained out or any sort of rain issue will happen. One key stat is that the Jets are 31st in the red zone conversions at 22.2%, while Arizona is tied for 4th in red zone defense at 44.4%. For breakdowns like this on every game during Week 5, check out rotowire.com/pod and head over to Eric Segrist's NFL Game Previews Week 5 matchups. Moving into player notes, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is still expected to play Sunday against the Bengals, despite officially being listed as questionable. On the opposing offense, Bengals running back Joe Mixon is also expected to play Sunday. The 24-year-old received a questionable tag for the 2nd consecutive week, but he's actually coming off his best performance of the season after racking up 181 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns during last week's win over the Jaguars. Going back to that Cardinals and Jets game, New York running back Le'Veon Bell will be activated off the injured reserve ahead of the matchup. Bell pulled his left hamstring in week 1 and has been sidelined since. He'll now retake his position as the team's top back, and Frank Gore should revert to a complimentary role. For more player notes like these, head over to rotowire.com and click on NFL and then select News, where you can sort by the latest news or the top news. For all you daily fantasy sports players, rotowire.com has a great weekly value report on each player for each DFS provider. The top values for FanDuel main slate this week includes Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, and Dak Prescott. At the running back position, Kareem Hunt, Zeke Elliott, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire round out the top three. Top picks for the wide receiver position include Terry McLaurin, Robbie Anderson, and Deontay Johnson. Tight ends will include the regular suspects of George Kittle, Travis Kelce, and Darren Waller. And of course, the top value defense to target is the Dallas Cowboys, who are facing off against NFC East rival, the New York Giants. Sunday's sports slate also includes the first game of the Major League Baseball Championship Series, with the Astros taking on the Rays. Framber Valdez takes the ball for the Stros, while Blake Snell will pitch for Tampa. Eric Halterman breaks down the single game slate on FanDuel with his FanDuel MLB Sunday Targets article. Eric is leaning towards an Astros-centric lineup with George Springer and Carlos Correa as top MVP options. Springer leads all qualified Astros hitters with a 146 WRC+ and his .291 batting average this postseason. Correa, though, he's the hot hand and he's been on another level this postseason, going 10 for 20 with 4 home runs and 12 RBIs. For a cheaper player to round out your lineup, take a look at Mike Zunino, who looks to be a quality bargain bat. He's a tournament play for sure, but he makes up for his lack of contact with a decent chance that when he does connect, he'll go over the fence. Shockingly, more than a quarter of his hits over the last three seasons have been home runs. He's had a rough going so far in the playoffs, but two of his three hits are home runs. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll gain access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any payment info and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.